Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back, hour three with Radio Law Talk with myself, Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, Todd Cuden, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We appreciate you being here. This is a wonderful, wonderful time of year in the West Coast. I mean, I hate to say this to you Easterners and Midwesterners, but doggone it, it's sunny and nice. It's December 17th, 2022, and I just enjoy sometimes the sun. And don't forget, there's a lot of West Coast that's really cold, and but where we are is really nice. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, get ready. 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise?
855-529-7234.
Or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we're not giving you any legal advice. We're just general topics of law. We're having fun. Seek counsel. This hour, we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holm appeal. That's the Theranos case. Talk about Meta lawsuit. That is Facebook, a lawsuit against Facebook. Believe it or not, Rudy Giuliani, and this is not a political discussion about Rudy Giuliani, about he hits a home run or wins something, and it's not going to be talking about anything political. But it's interesting, he gets a win, and then we have all kinds of other things we're going to talk about, including a case or no case, which everybody is here for. So, Cal, without further ado, we will talk about and win case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Well, speaking of winning, Todd, it was Denise is first here. It was a marathon, and Sergio finished within the top 10 runners. At this marathon, all 10 top finishers got $10,000 each. Sergio's actions made his fellow runners suspicious. They claimed he was far too relaxed for having run a marathon. Then more complaints came in. Some runners claimed they were never overtaken by Sergio and are suspicious of his muscle relaxed state, despite having run 26 miles and whatever the yards are. Moreover, many witnesses claimed to have seen him abandon the race several times and then return. So, the other 9 finishers got together and went to an attorney before the award was made and said, you know, this seems janky to us, as to use a phrase. We think we may have a case, and we'd like the $100,000 split 9 ways rather than 10. And Denise, my question to you is, do they or did they have a case?
They would not have a case.
Okay.
So, thus, it's no case. And why do I say that? Because the one that could out really sue would be the actual marathon contest or whatever that put the money out. They're the ones that would have the case, and it would not be the other runners, because there was no guarantee the other runners would get the money. And maybe the 11th person that came through might have a case, but not the top 9. No case.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Penny. What say you in the matter of the discordant marathon runner?
She said the exact... I mean, if I didn't say... If she took... I was saying those words. Probably word for word is what I was going to say when she said it came. But she took longer to say the 11th place person would be the one that had the lawsuit.
Yep.
Not the other 9. And therefore, that shows that it's a case scenario. But I truly believe this happened. I bet there was a marathon and some individual jumped in and out and came in 10th place or whatever, but there was no lawsuits. But who would bring the lawsuit? Would be 11th place Fred Penny is would have brought that lawsuit.
All right, Todd, what do you think about this?
Yeah, other dead giveaways were Sergio across the finish line wearing plain clothes and wingtips and
and a briefcase.
And a briefcase. And, yeah, I think this is a scenario. Anybody who would have had the case would have been the 11th person. The 9 remaining finalists, I they never expected to be able to win a $100,000 prize split three ways. And the language wasn't a $100,000 prize. It was the top 10 people get $10,000 each. And so it wasn't anything about how it was going to be, how 100K was going to be split. It was just each person gets 10,000. And yeah, scenario, no case.
Well, you know what I love listening to Case or No Case with you guys? You know what I love about this is your legal analysis and how all three of you can agree on the very same thing and get it so wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a case.
That's a case.
And the runners won, and they invited the 11th runner up and asked if they could bring him on and give him the money, and the judges said, sure you can. But here's what's interesting about all of this. I'll take a little time, but I'll make it quick.
No, I know. I mean, I want to hear about when, where was it, all that stuff.
It was in Africa. The first photos revealed discordant elements. Each time the athlete came back on the course, the watch was on a different wrist, right and left. They had photographic evidence of all of this, of course. And then comparing the pictures more closely, despite a well-fitted cap on the face, there are differences in the facial features, including a scar on the right part of the shoulder of one of the runners. They were twins. And every 45 minutes, they would swap and then get a ride up to 45 minutes ahead and jump in and jump out for $10,000. When a judge was apprised of their shenanigans, they were immediately disqualified, deprived of their prize money, and the runners banned them from participating in any marathons for 10 years.
Wow. Did they file a lawsuit to get this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the judges were, they were, but they had to do the investigation. And they had
wait, judges of the race or legal judges?
This is in Africa.
Yeah, so the racers filed a lawsuit. Or approached the judges, and the judges said, we have to investigate this. How can we do it? We have to involve legal authorities. So okay.
Who knows what type of system they have or where it was. Or
you know who the winner is, right?
Just the lawyers?
No, Cal. He's 11. He's in first place.
Cal gets 3 points.
Oh, man. That one
was a double or nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did you find that? I mean, like, how do you don't tell your secrets?
No, I don't.
But I always say, how did you find really off the wall stuff?
I search every port and pillar I can find. I mean, I do a lot of looking, obviously. And the most thing is, I just go to Todd Kuhner's Facebook page and anything
there
I see
you
there.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
I have done nothing.
So, case or no case, I can't tell you what I have next week. Although I do have one really good one that I think you'll enjoy. But I'm not.
How long did it take you to make that up?
Not very long. I'm a pretty good creative writer. As Tom will tell you, or a liar damned to eternal hell. As
yeah, I don't know about that.
Or a good reader.
Let's move on. Thanks, Cal.
Yep.
That was a good one. You know, we've got parents suing Meta over the really unfortunate, sad death of their child that was having some issues. Apparently they said she was having issues and struggling with self-worth and relationships and had some mental health prior to her death. And, but they're suing, Meta, or what is that called?
Facebook.
Claiming what? Does any of you know what they're claiming?
Yeah. They're claiming that Meta has content on its, Facebook site that, promotes self-harm, basically, and their child had seen different things on Facebook that allegedly helped her to participate in self-harm.
And that he's trying to claim that they were particularly, that his Meta was particularly, this is allegations, that a whistleblower revealed that specifically they were targeting young girls and promoting the growth and profits over like this, all this stuff. And that's what they're saying, okay, well, you're going to get profits on this, then we want to be paid for the death of our child, which is tragic. But
yeah.
Anyway.
On the Facebook, they had actually a how-to video of how to hang yourself. She saw that. They found her hanging in her room after she had.
Well, we don't want to get in that detail.
Wow.
Well, I just think that's important. That's a self-harm side of it.
Kind of a critical thing.
Well, what's interesting in the lawsuit, like others against Meta, this isn't probably the first one, is the parents are claiming they're unaware of all this, harmful content of their daughter. So we'll be back after this and talk more about latest legal issues.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred, Todd, and Denise, and you'll not want to miss a second of the show. More of it's coming up right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the best show ever.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
You know, it's interesting. I want to talk about something that's right up Denise's alley, but I want to talk about it first, and Denise can give us some insight of this. But Rudy Giuliani, it was supposedly going to go to jail for contempt of court of not paying the money to his former wife that they agreed upon on some sort of settlement. You know, there's settlements after divorce. By the way, this is his third wife. And some interesting, funny things I have to note. But this judge, Judge Katz, basically lifted the contempt order and said, okay, looks like Mr. Giuliani, you're paying, because he was behind in his payments to his ex-wife. And the judge said, quote, it seems to me that he's shown proof of payment. And I bet this guy's getting hit all over the place to, you know, he's getting sued left and right and having all these issues, right? But he's caught up in his obligation and he didn't have to go to jail. But why I'm bringing this up, the judge seemed very exasperated about this. And the judge said, quote, I'm hoping this is the last time I have to sit through this kind of exercise. Because they're getting tired because they keep coming back to the judge. And this is the best part. Giuliani, by the way, who's representing himself, and that kind of tells you something. That tells you, again, I'm not saying this is a fact. I'm just saying this is an observation in general as lawyers. That means he's probably, generally speaking, you know, can't afford to hire a very high-profile, expensive lawyer to represent him, so he's representing himself. But he praises the judge as, quote, being, quote, very fair, and then quibs on his way out, said, quote, to the judge, that finally the judge had, quote, seen the reason why I'm not married to her. In other words, like,
ouch.
Like, okay, we keep going back and forth. And then guess what she says later? She says, well, this has all been quite baffling, and the matter's not as far from over. So, in other words, the issue is you need to be careful as a plaintiff or defense. When the judge is hinting, stop this, and you guys are quibbling over this constantly, and she's saying, well, this is not over, judges might just say, look, I'm tired of this. Even if you're right, they might just get tired of it and say, I'm not going to deal with this anymore, and you're going to lose. Go ahead.
Anytime I see a party or an attorney quoted using language like, this is far from over, this is not over, you know what my first thought is? Yeah, this is over. That's the first thing I think.
Billable hours.
Yeah, this is done.
Well, no, that's not the attorney. That's the ex-wife said that.
Well, like I said, anytime I hear a party or an attorney representing at a party, they say, this is far from over. This is not over. Yeah, this is over.
This is a particular case where Giuliani owed about $260,000 in back mortgage payments, golf course payments, membership dues, I mean, all this stuff on behalf of his former wife. And so she brought a contempt action against him. And what a contempt action does is has potential for jail time. And so what happens, there's a burden of proof, and I can't say what it is in New York, but I can say that it's a higher burden of proof in California than it is for a regular civil matter, because contempt is quasi-criminal. And he beat that contempt action. He's not going to jail because he was able to make payments. Didn't catch up fully, but was making payments against the debt that was owed. And the funny thing about that is that's probably why Judith Giuliani was upset, because she clearly showed he didn't make the payments. He just showed that he then tried to comply, and he overcame the contempt action. So I can understand the frustration on her end.
That he didn't pay any, you're saying? I thought he paid some. She said,
no,
seems to me that he has shown, quote, proof of payment. And that's what the judge said.
Yeah, weeks later. So he didn't pay it on time. He paid
of course not, but he's paying.
Pay the full amount.
He's on a payment plan, and that's what he's doing. But
that shouldn't overcome a contempt, is my point.
You said you throw him in jail because he hasn't caught up on his payments? Well, if you throw him in jail, he can't make money to do the payments, right?
You can be guilty of a contempt action and not serve any time.
Okay. All right.
That's kind of what my point was.
Yeah.
Not that he should go to jail.
I know he's one of your favorite people, Denise.
Well, he used to be. Honestly, he used to be.
But anyway, what's the thing I wanted to bring up about this is The interesting thing is, can you just see it? And this happens in some courts, not all courts, but sometimes when they have these hearings, there's other people in the audience waiting for their case to be heard,
yes.
Right? And probably not, because it's probably done via Zoom, all that stuff. Can you see it, all the people in court? And the one wife, look, ex-wife looking over with the ex-husband, you owe me $800. You, the kids are hungry. We're starving to death over there. Well, I only make $12 an hour, dear. And you owe me, and we're going to do that. Your Honor, my country club needs the payment has not been paid by Mr. Giuliani. I need my country club payment, my nails painted. Everyone in the back's going, we don't like either of them.
Yes. Neither party is winning in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, nobody back there was feeling sorry for her. Now, look, I truly believe I'm a lawyer, and I believe it doesn't matter, right? They still owe. It doesn't matter what you – but I'm just saying people in the back probably weren't too sympathetic of either of them. So anyway, there we go. That was kind of fun. Denise, I'm sure you've seen stuff like this before, haven't you, where they fight over little stuff like that?
I've seen worse.
Seen worse.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get back into Elizabeth Holmes and LGBTQ rights law. We'll be back after this.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on great radio stations across America, coast to coast, border to border. We thank all of you. And the show will continue in just a little bit.
And longings for your kiss.
What Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Away from you like this. Do you remember just last Christmas? I held you so tight.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
USA News update, a woman and two children were pulled from beneath mud and debris from a landslide in Malaysia. The death toll is now at 24. Nine people remain unaccounted for. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is backing a provision in a government spending bill that bans the social media app TikTok from USA government devices. Congress will take up the spending bill as a whole in the coming week. Available beds at hospitals in Los Angeles County, California, are at their lowest level since the start of the pandemic more than 2 years ago. Across the USA, 45 states are reporting high or very high levels of flu-like activity. Elon Musk honored the Twitter poll where he asked whether he should reinstate the Twitter accounts of journalists who were suspended for covering a separate account that tracked the whereabouts of his private jet. A large majority responded to the Twitter owner, now. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Can we stop now?
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
This is so fun. All right. This is I just love Radio Law Talk. Hey, Todd, Elizabeth Holmes, yes. She's, what, 19 years, been sentenced to 19 years, has got a – doesn't have – her sentence is commuted temporarily until she has, I think, the baby she has now. She's pregnant, and they've now – done what? Appealed over what?
I thought she was sentenced to 11 years.
Maybe. Was
yeah.
it?
I think okay. she was Bulwant, no? Yeah, I think she was sentenced to 11 years. But so here's the deal. She's 38 years old. She has one child that she had while the case was pending. She has another child on the way. She was sentenced to 11 years, and at the time of the sentence that occurred a few weeks ago, she has until sometime in April to turn herself in. And my guess is that timing is because maybe the child will be born before then, so that, you know, she has the child outside of the custodial setting.
He has not born in prison, right?
But as you can imagine, with a case that has gone on this long, with all of these exhibits and all of these witnesses, and most importantly, several judicial rulings. I mean, folks, the judge had to make rulings on a whole host of things. What kind of evidence is admissible? What's not admissible? What can be argued? What can't be argued? The whole gamut. And the more rulings like that you have, the more potential issues for appeal come up. And that's just during the trial.
And a big one was something that actually happened
after the trial. Right. And that is when the primary witness in this case came forward and tried to contact Ms. Holmes at her house, talked to her fiance, made, depending on who you believe, either expressed remorse that she was had been convicted, or that the prosecution had twisted the words, or that, according to the fiance, he might have said that he believed things were different than what he testified to. Regardless of how it works out, the fact that that issue came up about the primary witness making contact and expressing reservation, as Fred observed multiple times in previous episodes of Radio Law Talk, that alone, given the severity of this case, probably should have resulted, or maybe in a mistrial and try the case over again, a new trial. Well, an appellate court is going to hear these, will ultimately hear these if an appeal is filed, and the request right now, the specific issue we're talking about is Elizabeth Holmes has to report to jail to start serving her sentence this April, but if she files an appeal, should the appeal go forward while she's in custody, or can she be out of custody while the appeal is pending? You can imagine why the argument that she should be out is, well, what if the appeal is granted? Now you've incarcerated her for nothing. And what are things that the court will look at? And it's the trial judge that has to make the decision about whether or not she's going to remain in. She would have to still report while the appeal is pending. But, you know, some of the things they look at are, what danger is she really to society if she stays out? Does she represent an ongoing threat to society? She already can't sit on the board of any company or anything for a certain period of time based primarily on the way the Securities and Exchange Commission ruled on her case. So that's outside the purview of this. She never really presented a physical threat to anybody in society like a murderer or somebody would. And so I don't see what is really gained by making her serve her custody time. The appeals period oftentimes isn't that long. So what does it really hurt to delay it while the appeals period weighs out? On the other side, there is this benefit. You never get, and a child never gets, the first three, four, five years of their life with their mother back. You will never get that back, and they are very formative. So regardless of what happens to her, a really good argument is, I get to be there for my two kids to lay this foundation that if I do end up having to serve 11 years, I can come back and rekindle 11 years later. It's much harder to do if I've never spent time with them.
Plus, she was free during the trial itself, and she was determined to be not a flight risk, because her family's here, her husband's here, you know, she doesn't really have connections to other countries, all that stuff. So there's already been like a preliminary finding that she's not a flight risk. And so I do think that underscores the part that she should be free during the appeal as well.
And one of the other reasons she wasn't a flight risk was there was evidence that while she might have been really rich among the most successful female entrepreneurs of all time at one time, she lost all that money. It's gone. She doesn't have it. And it takes money to flee.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's so true.
So we're going to, what's going to be interesting is to watch this to see what happens. And you guys know what my opinion was. We're just throwing things out there. I think that is just so, could be so damning to the case. This key witness has, I'm going to say, fallen off the cliff a little bit to some degree, and at least the jury needs to hear that to affect whether or not his testimony is credible or not.
Yes.
And now he did go in to the judge and testified, because they did have a hearing on this, that I'm not changing my story about her guilt or what she did. But I went there just to console her. I felt bad that she's going, but it didn't change my testimony.
I mean, let's be honest.
You know,
He went there to satisfy his own need.
I don't know what he did.
Feeling so bad about having to testify and testifying against her.
I don't know.
So he was there to kind
of get comfort.
Who knows?
But it's for a jury to decide that, right? Don't you think, Denise?
Well, in that particular case, the judge decided, my testimony's not going to change.
But is that for a jury to determine? That's why my question is. I think yes.
So Fred, when you raised these arguments in the previous episodes, I wasn't really on that side, because in my opinion, look, if the guy took the stand and said, look, I feel really bad, but everything I testified to was true, right? Looking at it like that, I was like, well, I don't know that. But I've changed my tune since then. I've thought about this because here's the deal. If you, when you're testifying, don't have this remorse, your testimony comes off and the jury not only can consider what you testify to, but the manner in which you testify to it. And if that remorse hasn't hit you yet, your testimony comes off more like she did this and this and this, and implicit with the confidence that you testify to those things is, and she should go down for this. However, if you testify to the exact same words, but you're remorseful that you have to testify to it, or maybe not as confident, a jury can look at that and make the determination that, well, maybe his testimony isn't as strong as the government is making it sound. And in that regard, I absolutely agree with you now that, yeah, the jury, it's not just what he said. The jury needs to see the manner in which he says that, because that is a key factor for them in determining whether or not she is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
And I don't care what he testified to under oath once or twice, but if there's another witness that now says he said the government twisted what he said in his testimony, and his testimony was twisted, that needs to come in. And it's credible because he admits he even showed up. He admits it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not this thing, oh, yeah, I didn't. No, he admits he showed up. He admits he talked to him. So now there's a big issue of what was said and how does that affect his credibility as their key witness. I would overturn this if I'm the appeals court or the Supreme Court. That's me.
So we have to follow that, guys. We need to see exactly how this plays out, and we will.
Okay. All right. Denise, you're on. You're on.
I'm on.
You're on. You're on third-party input up in a high court. What's going on with that?
I'm all about amicus briefs, right?
Oh,
amicus,
yeah.
Or amicus? Yeah. Amicus.
They have two ways.
Amicus, amicus.
Hey, the question is...
Friend of the court.
Vordeer.
Jury selection. I just used different words.
Right. Well, there's a lot going on before this U.S. Supreme Court. And this this particular time frame, there's a lot of questions about LGBTQ rights. And there's also questions about when do racial preferences come into play. And there's two cases right now up before the U.S. Supreme Court. One involves the admission policies of Harvard and the University of North Carolina. And we're going to get into these cases when we come back.
All right. Hang on. He's going to play some cool Christmas music. Do you got Christmas music? Yes, we love Christmas music. We'll be back after this.
One of the best versions of Silent Night here at Boys to Men. It's awesome. Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
That is Armadillo. Oh, come on.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
All right, Denise, we're back to you. Final segment. Man, we've had a great time here December 17th, 2022. You were talking about the LG...
We were talking about Friends of the Brief.
Friends of the Court briefs. Right.
And it's really...
Friends of the Brief.
Friends of the Briefs. Of the Brief Court.
Okay, all right.
All right.
That's the shorts version?
Oh, Cal.
I'm sorry.
You didn't have any... You have to have a... Okay, never mind.
That's the shorts version? Wait. That's the shorts version? Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, do something.
Okay.
There we go. Sorry.
There we
okay,
go.
Cal's right on top.
Oh, my gosh.
I got You're every so
sound,
quick.
Every sound effect at my disposal.
So we have a lot of Friends of the Court briefs that are now being submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. That is increased consistently over the years. And one of the things that the Supreme Court is really likely to listen to is an amicus brief from somebody purporting to be acting on behalf of military interests. And the military has consistently said, it's important for us to have a good military. And in order to have a good military, we have to have diversity. And so they've come in many times with different kinds of briefs that either come against diversity or come in favor of diversity, either in education that's going to diversify the military or other type of diversity. So this is coming up, believe it or not, in a case that involves Harvard College and the University of North Carolina and their admissions policies. The military interests are being reflected by two different groups. And one is called the Veterans for Fairness and Merit, that said basically their provisions is that use of racial preferences does not provide any national security interest. So that is kind of a different position than what military interests have said in previous briefs.
I'm just wondering how many briefs are filed by military commandos. Probably not too many.
You mean if they're going commando?
They can't go in their commando.
They can't.
Seems hypocritical to me.
Commandos never file briefs.
The end of the third hour is getting really bad.
Go on, Denise. I apologize.
Are you done with that so we can have talk?
Yeah, okay. So the LGBTQ issues that are coming up now are really being debated hotly, and there's a lot of people that are saying, hey, this case does imply things that will happen to my interests if it's not taken care of. And the briefs are really diverse now, and the briefs don't look at Todd. Denise, don't look at Todd. And the briefs that are coming in are really acting on behalf of a lot of different interests. So it's becoming more and more interesting to read the amicus briefs that are there before the Supreme Court and to see how they're being taken by the Supreme Court.
Okay. So briefly,
please, we love you. Let's move on from the briefs. Todd, tell us what the latest is going on. Oh, my gosh, please. This is not about, look, we're not talking, not laughing about the,
They're just laughing at me.
It's sophomoric humor about short.
It's the presentation, folks.
Todd. So from briefs to Harvey Weinstein.
Nice one.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one.
So for those of you following along, the Harvey Weinstein jury, the trial, is still going. It's to the jury. 9 days of deliberation. Total deliberation time, I think, is 37, 38 hours. The jury's been deliberating. They've asked maybe one question and had one read back, I believe, according to court observers, still no verdict.
Wow.
9 days, no verdict.
We should. Do we have like a pool or anything here on the show for us?
Well, here's the thing. It's 9 days, no verdict, but usually the jury is not going to come out to the judge and say, we're deadlocked unless and until they've, it would be, we're deadlocked on all counts. Or we've reached verdicts on some and are deadlocked on others. And so what we don't know is 9 days, is it they haven't reached a verdict on anything? Or is it we've reached a verdict on some, but we're deadlocked on maybe one count or two counts? Are those the major ones or the minor ones? You just don't know at this
time. Are there people saying, this is a sweet gig. Let's just stretch this out as long as we can.
Well, they could become hung.
That could be. I would say that that's not necessarily likely. Don't look at Denise Todd.
How could that happen?
This probably is unlikely given the time of year.
Yeah.
Because there are probably jurors that just, you can think of a lot of things you'd like to be doing in mid-December and hanging out there to get the free sandwiches probably is not among those interests.
Okay.
But Denise is right. They may be deadlocked.
So did you guys hear about what happened with Taylor Swift? I didn't ever fully understood. Now, apparently, Ticketmaster was giving certain people. I guess the issue is Taylor Swift, they don't even have venues large enough to hold her demand. Yes. I'm talking stadiums are not big enough
yes.
to hold it. Some stadiums hold over 100,000 people, and the demand is bigger.
What did the guy say? He yes. 90 show. He said we can fill 90 big stadiums. I mean, some ridiculous amount that she
can
fill. And I can
see that's
that.
Crazy. Because mm-hmm. I remember I saw her probably about 10 years, I don't know, why, in a basketball arena that holds 16,000. She'll never be holding that again.
No.
Maybe when she's 90 years old and I'm not around, but she's not going to be holding there. And they have problems. What they do is you buy them from Ticketmaster. Her new album came out, which, by the way, a lot of her songs are good. But she's doing what's called the Ezra's Tour, Eros Tour, whatever you want to call it, the Eros Tour. And they Ticketmaster put out to certain people to make sure that they're making sure that they don't bots don't buy them. What happens? Computer bots buy them and they resell them. And then
it opens up to certain customers first and foremost, like the
legitimate ones or whatever.
Well, they think it's legitimate.
Right.
It's like the owners of MasterCards can be the first to buy, so they have a pre-sale.
Right.
And what's happening is the bots are getting in quicker and quicker and quicker than anybody else can get in, and they're buying up their minimum, their maximum of four over and over and over again, and then they are raising the ticket prices to abnormal
high. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So now there's a lawsuit. It's more than 2 dozen fans are suing Ticketmaster, and they probably might even go into a to a class action. But they're saying, look, and they said there's so many. They sent actual verification codes to these people, and they go in there and they can't buy it.
Right. It was really horrible because, well, what was good about it that came out of it is Taylor Swift actually gave some people free admission and said, we're going to go ahead and we're going to have another concert and
right.
we're going to let you guys in. She was trying as hard as she could to make it right.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't her wrong.
Just think if she's doing the, University of Tennessee stadium holds 110,000 that is. And then you do two shows because there's too many people wanting it. That is amazing. But anyway, now what are we here for? What's the most important part of the end?
I'm sure based on the Taylor Swift conversation, we have some quick takes. And Fred, let's start with you. Welcome back, by the way, Mr.
Yes.
What's your
quick take? Now this is just me, and I'm not giving legal advice, especially I'm not giving financial advice. But crypto, NFTs, if you don't understand what they are or what they're about, Be careful in investing in them.
Run for your life. Talk to him. What's yours?
I like the way Judge Katz in the Giuliani case scratched back at both sides, telling him to shape up. We're tired of these shenanigans. Who gets the litter box?
Okay. And Denise, what is your quick take, man?
Well, I think that FTX shows us that it doesn't just take a technical genius, but you need a person with business acumen as well.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. So for Todd, Denise, and I and Cal Hunter, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and be safe. We'll see you later.
See you next time on Radio Law Talk. Thank you.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.